In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about how it is that I use research, some super powerful tools, gadgets, and software in order to become one of the greatest marketers around, to be honest. Let's cue that intro, and I'm going to share with you guys how you can enter the conversations already going on in your dream customers' heads without them even realizing you were there. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. Okay, this is going to sound like a creepy episode. So the first thing that I want to be super clear about is that I'm down with a little bit of creepiness. Before we dive into this, I want to share that I absolutely love the concept of my social media platforms / my devices spying on exactly what I'm talking about so that it can make my life more convenient. In fact, I would love it if Amazon and Facebook would get us to the place where I could think about wanting something and then it shows up in my newsfeed 2 seconds later and there's like a order now and get it within the next 3 hours. But I digress. Don't worry. We're not going to be talking about actually spying. We're not going to be talking about anything that's illegal, immoral, unethical in this podcast. My personal opinions of how much I would like technology to advance and make my life easier are not shared by most people. So nothing I'm sharing about is going to be like behind the scenes, scary, creepy, anything like that. However, sometimes people might literally be asking you, how are you in my brain? I was just thinking about this. So there are several things that I love to do when it comes to researching the content that we create for social media, for ourselves, for clients. And this process is really interesting because literally to this day, people will say, Rachel, I swear you can read minds. And I'm always like, ha ha ha, how do I do this? People will say the same things to our clients. They'll be like, I just had this conversation with my sister. I swear you're reading my mind. The truth of the matter is, it's not that we can actually read minds as marketers, but the thing that we need to recognize is that there's always a conversation going on, not only in the minds of our customers, but also literally they're having conversations with their sister, their mom, their best friend, their neighbor. And if we can join that conversation naturally and effortlessly, like we were just a part of it, versus having to be all awkward and like robotically marketery, we can have this incredible place of authority because people are like, you know exactly what I was thinking and what I needed before I even knew how to articulate it. So what's really powerful about organic social media is that if you will slow down your process and recognize that you can start to become truly a researcher before becoming a creator, you can create the best content that converts incredibly, that makes people say, I swear they read my mind, over and over and over again. I'm going to give you guys a few of these different tools that I love to use, and then I'm going to share with you my favorite method, and anyone who leaves before the end will miss out on that method, and truth be told, that's my absolute favorite method because lazy people won't do it, and I do it. I love this method. It's one of the most powerful ways that you can get inside your customers' brains. Okay, so number one, answerthepublic.com. Before you go there, I know you're about to type it in real fast, make sure that you recognize you get somewhere between 1 and 2 searches every 24 to 48 hours per IP address. So be sure that you use it for something that you want. You can look up a particular product, a niche, a service, an industry. And what's amazing is Answer the Public is going to give you the ability to download a CSV of all of the top most Googled questions. You don't even have to wonder what people are asking. You can literally use their Google search history in a non-creepy, non-illegal, very ethical way to actually compile all of their top questions related to your keyword, niche, industry, product, or service. So you no longer have to guess or ask even what it is that they want to know. You can find out directly, which is very, very, very powerful. Another great way that you can actually enter the conversation in your clients and customers' brains is to go to Pinterest and search for your industry, your niche, your keywords, your products, or your services. And that one you obviously have unlimited searches on. So enter each of those one at a time and take screenshots of the top couple of rows of results. The reason why you want to do that is because now you can see which pins are being clicked on the most. And that shows you, here's what people are looking for answers for as it relates to your industry. They're looking for cheat sheets about curb appeal. They're looking for the ultimate guide to the perfect hair color for your skin tone. There you're literally given what people are clicking on when they search for that keyword in particular. Number three, and this is super powerful, is to go into YouTube and search for your keywords. See what videos are the most viewed. See what channels are the most popular channels in that niche, that industry. And then go ahead and search for their most popular videos. This is one of my favorite things to do. If someone has already watched a video, if people in the past have already watched videos from competitors and those are their most popular videos, you can still most likely, as long as it's not a time-sensitive thing, create the same exact type of video with your own twist on it. Of course, you don't want to copy, but you're going to model that type of video or that type of content on any platform, knowing that if it's performed before, it will perform again. And then my favorite method, this is research, and I swear to goodness, I don't think that people do this. It kind of actually blows my mind a little bit. People literally refuse to do this. And when I say, like, you have to do this, they're like, how do you find time? And I'm like, carve it out once a month, carve it out once a quarter, once a year, heck, as long as you do this work. But go into Facebook groups where your ideal customers or clients hang out. And if they're, I know right away, people are going to say, but my ideal customers don't hang out somewhere. Really? Nowhere? They're not moms. They're not 30-year-olds. They're not travelers. They're not, like, start to look for other interests that are similar. It's ideal if it's a group related to the topic that you are serving them in, but any group will do, because if your dream clients or customers are hanging out in another group from another interest, chances are that they're also going to be asking questions about other parts of life. So go into those Facebook groups and search for your keywords, industry, niche, products, or services to start to discover the questions and conversations that they're already having about exactly what it is that you provide or that your clients provide. So start searching for their conversations, take screenshots, compile their questions, compile their conversations, compile their objections and their rebuttals. And then down the road, when it's time for you to craft marketing messages or create content, you're already going to have all of these different topics and prompts and suggestions and abilities to crush objectives before they've even been brought up. It's crazy cool, incredibly effective, and it doesn't require anything illegal like spy gadgets a la James Bond, anything like that. I hope that this episode has served you quite a bit. If you're looking for even more content hacks and resources to support you with content creation, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast or check out the show notes for this episode. You will see that there's a link to my 13 content creation hacks and resources that will support you. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.